Open your Bibles to the Lord's Gospel, John chapter 15. And listen very carefully to what the Word of God says, and then I'll give you a subject matter that you can apply to your life. John 15:10, Jesus is the speaker. And he lays a divine pattern out for us, a divine prescription out for us. It has to be personal. If you got somebody there with you, look at them, tell them this has to be personal. It's a personal deal. I didn't see y'all telling about it. I'm looking at y'all. It has to be personal. Look at the other person and tell them it has to be personal. Now, I still got a delay. They hearing me instantly or they hearing me now? Okay, so y'all follow order. Y'all not here, but y'all follow order. It has to be personal. This is a personal morning for me. Many things about to change in my life. All right, now we know Jesus, so we'll respect Jesus. Jesus speaking. I believe you know what he's talking about. Do you think Jesus know what he's talking about? All right, hear what he says now in the 10th verse. If you keep my commandment, you shall what? If you keep my commandment, you shall what? What did he say? Huh? Abide in my love. One place announcement. Abide in my love. Y'all so scared. If you keep my commandment. What he said? If you keep my commandment, what happened? Y'all still don't have it. You shall abide in my love. It's so important. Even as I kept my Father's commandment and did what? I wish I could hear y'all because I know some of y'all got it. Abide in my love. Twice it's talking about abiding in his love. So important for you to hear that this morning. So important for you to understand that the word of God causes you to abide in God's or Jesus' love. All right? Very important. See, because it made love a weak word, but love is not a weak word. Love is the strongest word in the vocabulary of the Spirit. Because you're going to find out in 1 John 4:18, God is love. So love is the strongest word in the spiritual vocabulary. Love is the strongest word in the anointing. Love is the strongest word in the dictionary. It's just a strong word because it's God. So he said, if you keep my commandment, note the word keep, my commandment. You can't keep what you don't have. If you keep my commandment or you keep my word, ye shall abide in my love even as I've kept my Father's commandment. Jesus is telling you his secret and abiding in his love. Jesus is telling you his secret, why he was so powerful and why you're going to be so powerful doing this message and when you leave here today. Verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you. Spoken means somebody got to hear it. That my joy remain in you and that your joy might be full. So this love manifests or produces a joy that is spiritual. All right? This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Greater love have no man, I'm in verse 13, than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. And he did that for us. You are my, notice what he called you. You are my friends. If you do whatsoever I command you, what he commanded us in the 10th verse. See, henceforth, I'm in verse 15. I call you not servants, for the servant, look at this, knoweth not what his Lord doeth. You don't know it, see. But I've called you friends. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. All right, now watch it. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Not only have I chosen you and ordained you. Now we're talking about love now, that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Give it you. These things I command you. Now look what he closed with in the 17th verse. That ye love one another. But he's talking about this love factor. Now, put in your note Ephesians 3:14-21, because that's where you pick up the depth, the height, the width of love as a prayer in Ephesians 3. I don't know if I'm going to get to it. Ephesians 3:14-21. Now, listen very carefully, my brothers and sisters. Knowing how to live in the love demonstrations realm. Knowing how to live in the love demonstrations realm. Now, I'll tell you, this is pastoral, but this is apostolic, because we're going to go in some territories here that's supposed to this morning revolutionize your life. Supposed to. Listen, if you ever realize you are called by God to be a love demonstrator, you are called by God to be a love demonstrator everywhere, at your house, in your marriage, with your children, at your church, everywhere. You're called to be a love demonstrator. Jesus was a love demonstrator. Now listen to the second part of this statement. You will begin to live a shocking, joyful life. A shocking. I mean, your life will be so blessed, you'll be shocked every day. Listen, if you ever realize that you're called by God to be a love demonstrator, and I believe our text provided the information for that, and it's many more, you will begin to live a shocking, joyful life. Who is listening at me desire to live a shocking, joyful life? In other words, the shocking aspect is that so much joy is going to be happening, you stay shocked. You may be around someone and they don't even understand what's happening to you. You got so much joy in your house. You got so much joy in your marriage. You have so much joy in your family because you're a love demonstrator. A love demonstrator. You have an love, hey, my Cornelia is Chicago. A love demonstrator anointing rests upon everybody under the sound of my voice right now. There are times you're going to want to get angry. There are times you want to get mad. There are times you're going to want to snap back. But that love anointing, demonstrated anointing, going to stay quiet and stay peaceful. Are you following me? Listen now. The Holy Spirit says this. Today, we must learn how to live firmly in the love of God. To live firmly in the love of God. Wiping the enemy out of our affairs at all times. Woo! Wiping the enemy out of our affairs at all times. When you are loved, the attack, the accusation, the temptation, the violation of your right, anything can come up. Listen to me, make this statement again, because I know y'all taking note. Today we must learn to live firmly in the love of God. You can't do that on your own. Matter of fact, I'll pull a scripture up ahead of time. Go to Romans 5. Romans 5:5. Go there, because I'm going to put it up ahead of time. It's in one of my points, but I need the Holy Ghost said they need to know, because when I say we must learn how to live firmly in the love of God, wiping the enemy out. Church, wiping the enemy out. We can wipe the enemy out of our path at all time by the spirit of love. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, that's how God wiped Satan out of our life. That's how we became Christian. We became Christian by Jesus dying on the cross. It was the greatest love act. It was the John 3:16 act. For God so loved the world, wipe him out. Wipe Satan out by a love act. You need to wipe Satan out by a love act. And sometimes love puts you on the cross. you got to suffer. You really won't say something, but you got to suffer sometime, you know. Well, I'll tell you, Romans 5:5. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. See, it won't be able to happen unless this happens. Actually, the first four verses of this fifth chapter of Romans, you're going to see access, you'll see faith, you'll see all of that. You see tribulation, you see trials, you see tests. But to get down to that fifth verse, and hope maketh not ashamed. Now why? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Who shed it? Who put it in our heart? No. Who really manifested? The Holy Ghost. Say it. Y'all talk up here. The Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost is the one who has to manifest the love of God in our hearts. You can't do it. A book can't do it. It's the Holy Ghost. You can't be a love demonstrator without being in the spirit. You can't be a love demonstrator in the flesh. You can't be a love demonstrator by academic. You can't be a love demonstrator by intellect. You can't be a love demonstrator by just having knowledge. You can't be a love demonstrator by just quoting scripture. The Holy Ghost has to shed in your heart that love to demonstrate moment by moment. Uh-huh. You're going to need it. Wiping the enemy out. Knowing how to fully yield to the presence and power of God at all times. In other words, when you walk in love, you know how to yield to the presence. Let me add another word. The person and the power of God at all times. Love is a divine command of Jesus. Watch what he says. That turn you from a servant into a friend of Jesus. Let me define love. I know 1 Corinthians 13 defined it, but let me put it in the everyday. Love means to show clearly, to function in the greatest power that exists. Love means to show clearly, to function in the greatest power that exists. You frame your life with the love of God. That could have been the subject, you know. Frame your life. You frame it. I'm framing my life with the love of God that the Holy Ghost have shed in my heart. Being conscious of God's love at all times. Love is a divine command. Love, being conscious of God's love at all times. Frame your life with the love of God. Being conscious of God's love at all times will wipe out anger, hate, fear, sicknesses, and all other attacks. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start giving you some principles now. But this is what the Holy Ghost told me to write. This word will not profit you if it's not mixed with faith and with the anointed. All right? Now, let's go to a first point here. Turn to 1 John chapter 4. We're becoming love demonstrators. And our life, we're going to wipe Satan out by operating in love all the time, that I'm a love demonstrator. Yeah. And you know, you can't say that on your own. You need the Holy Ghost. All right. Here, I just want to point out the point. You can't be like God without love. You can't, You can't be like God just with scripture. Even the Bible. You got your Bible in your hand, but you might be the meanest thing ever carried a Bible. So, you know, your husband will tell on you. Well, your wife will tell on you. So you just, if pastor only would know. How Deacon John act when he get home. For his job. I got you, John. For his job, 4:18. 1 John 4:18. There's no fear in love. See what happened? What you doing? You wipe it. If you're a love demonstrator, no matter what come up, you wipe fear out. But perfect love casts out fear. You see it? Because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Wow. And then the 12th verse. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. You know what he just said to me? You know what the Spirit of God just said to me? When you see love, you're seeing God. God is love. I said, when you see love, when you see the attributes of love and how to function in love, you're seeing God, you're acting like God, and you're a friend of Jesus. That's what the scripture's saying. You become a friend of Jesus. Secondly, God is the greatest demonstrator of love. John 3:16, John 8:42, Romans 5:8. God is the greatest demonstrator of love. That's John 3:16. You ought to know that, for God so loved the world he gave. See, love always in the process of giving. Love is a form of divine sacrifice. Good God Almighty, preach, Leroy. Love is a form of divine sacrifice. In other words, you're willing to sacrifice something that your flesh say you can't, that your senses say you can't. But love overpowers that and gives you the ability to do something that you couldn't do normally. So just write those scriptures down. Let's see, that's John 8. Let me read one scripture, one out of three. Hallelujah. Are you still here? John 8:42. Turn that with me. Jesus said unto them, if God was your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. You see, Jesus was a demonstrator of the love of God. Now, I bet you listen to me now what I'm about to say. Turn to 2 Timothy. Everybody going to listen now. When I make this statement, you're going to listen. You're going to get on the edge of your seat and say, come on, man of God. I need to hear this for sure. And I want you to leave here with something. I don't want you to just come here. You need to leave here with something. In 2 Timothy, let me make this statement so you can write it down. Today, you will clear up all fears out of your life forever. No matter what come, I don't care if you live to be 127. Don't care what come, you will be cleared of it for the rest of your life. All you got to do is settle down. A few minutes, things might shock and hit you, but just settle down a moment and listen to this message that's already in you, and it's going to clear things up for you. All right. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Notice that now. And of love and of a sound mind. Three things. Now, what happened is people try to follow God just with their spirit and their mind not sound. You got to have a sound mind. That's why Romans 12:2 talks about renewing mind. Be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You can't walk with God without a sound mind, and you can't have a sound mind without your mind being renewed by the word of God. Are you following me? All right, now listen. And 1 John 4:18, put that in your note. Now, you got your shouting clothes or not? That's clear to feel. But listen to this. Love is the divine fuel for your faith. Is your faith out of gas? Are you on the side of the road in a nice car out of gas? One of my cars, very expensive car, was low in fuel, and one of my men got into the movie. He said, oh, I got to go put some gas in this car quickly. He don't want me to be beside the road. You might be beside the road in a blank blank. Y'all know. Yeah, huh? Yeah, that's sad, isn't that sad? Yep. And so a lot of you all love the divine fuel. Galatians 5:6. That'll sell. Let the word sell it. Because Word of Life. This is not normal preaching. This is not black preaching. This is not just jumping around, jigging. It's time for us to have revelation knowledge. It's time for us to know how to defend ourselves, not against racism, against the devil, against Satan himself, and know that we are not inferior, know that we are not superior, know that we are blessed by God. Any man or woman blessed by God, they got it made. Don't care what nobody say, nobody do, when you know who you are. All right, you with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, they call it Galatians 5. Let me see. I told you Galatians 5:6. Is that the right scripture? For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. That is. But faith, what? But faith which worketh by love. Meaning that if I don't know how to love, my faith not going to work. You got that? So love is the divine fuel for your faith. As a love demonstrator, your faith going to be intact. Are you following me? Always loving God fully is wisdom at its max. Always loving God fully. Look at Mark 12:30. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Yes, I told you a lot of scriptures. I'm not preaching the little one text stuff no more. Mark, because the time we're living in, we need to have a lot of blade, a lot of blade. Somebody said, I don't feel nothing. You ain't brought nothing. It's the words. You need to let the words flow. I feel anointing. I'm holding back. I won't jump and jig and growl and everything else. But I know that we need to become love demonstrators. Uh-huh. In 12:30 now. Look in 12:30. Mark 12:30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Notice he didn't say your spirit. He said your soul. Notice he didn't say your spirit. See, your spirit is fully in love with God because your spirit is love. Like God is a spirit, you are a spirit. But you got this body and this mind, this soul and this inner man to contend with. So he told us when they asked him, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. That's the same thing. But you're not talking about your spirit. Your spirit is already in love with God. Are you following me? Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Always loving God fully is wisdom at its max. Allow the Holy Spirit to keep you in the love realm at all times. Allow the Holy Spirit to keep you in the love realm at all times. Romans chapter 8, watch this. You're about to whoop everything come up in your life. Anybody dealing with something right now, we're about to whip it. Anything you need to change right now, we're about to change it. Anything you need to happen right now, it's about to happen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's about to happen. Anything. I'm not afraid of anything. and everything about to bless me. Say it.
Everything about to bless me.
I want you to Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Based on this statement, allow the Holy Spirit to keep you in the love realm at all time. Allow the Holy Spirit to keep me in the love realm at all time. When that happened, no matter what come, no matter what come against you, no matter who come against you, look at this 35th verse. I want to shout right now. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, let it come. Or distress, let it come. Or persecution, let it come. Or famine, let it come. Or nakedness, let it come. Or peril, let it come. Or sword, let it come. As it's written, for thy sake we'll kill all the day long. We'll count as sheep for the slaughter. Look at verse 37. Nay, read verse 37 at home with me here. Well, read it now. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. See, it's a love fact. Look at verse 38. I want you to read verse 38 with me. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, good God Almighty, nor principality, good God Almighty, nor power, good God Almighty, nor thing present, nor things to come. Read verse 39. Nor height, look at the word, nobody. Verse 39, no height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The lordship of your life, as you become a love demonstrator, you're going to walk in lordship. The lordship of Christ going to reign in your life personally. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me if you hear me. On the screen, wave your hand at me. All right, I see it, That's wonderful. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. See. Listen to this. Knowing how to live in the love demonstration realm. In other words, you're gonna have opportunities this afternoon, you know. Oh yeah, you're gonna have an opportunity. You sure? Then you better not go somewhere. You better not go to a restaurant or something. You're going to need this. Because see, every time God teaches something, he trains you. He trains you. Let me see if she's really got it. How long is it going to take y'all to bring that food out here? God dug it. My sisters, my brothers and sisters, remember this. Love cannot fail, for love is the greatest. Then 1 Corinthians 13:8. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 13:8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might step it up a little bit in a little while, but quite go by tealing now. Glory to God. Look at this. Love, charity means love. What it say? Love never what? So when the last time you failed? You failed to keep your posture. You failed to talk nice. When the last time you worried? When the last time you thought you wasn't going to make it? See, that's failing, isn't it? Love never fails. Whether it be prophecy, they'll fail. They shall fail. Whether it be tongue, they shall cease. Oh, my goodness. Don't mess with our tongue. You mean tell me, and I could fail? Yes, if love not involved. You mean to tell me I speak so eloquently? I know all my verb and adjective. I'm an eloquent speaker, but I'm a failure. I see them every day. In ministry, I've seen that. Because if you're in ministry and you speak nice and don't live right, you a failure. Telling the people do one thing, you doing something else. Don't shout me out because I'm preaching good. Tapping into your God-given power to be a love demonstrator. Tapping into your God-given power to be a love demonstrator. Love is not weak. As a spirit of fact, love will keep you at the peak of your life, no matter what's going on. You want me to read that again? Love is not weak. As a spirit of fact, love will keep you at the peak of your life, no matter what's going on. Maturity is about to flow in your life like rivers of living water. The key to maturity, the key to perfection in the Bible is love. Maturity is about to flow in your life like rivers of living waters. And you know that's John 7, 37 and 39. Out of that belly shall flow rivers of living water. That love is going to cause that. Stay tuned. I'm about to close anyway in a few minutes. Stay tuned to the love station at all time. Stay tuned to the love station at all time. It is always, it is always, this shout ground right here. Stay tuned to the love station at all time. It always broadcasting, got two words to say after that, but I'm going to play with you before I say them. Stay tuned to the love station at all time. You got that? All right. It is always broadcasting. I got two other words to add to that. I want you to hang a little while because I want you to get them when I say them. Turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help him catch this, Holy Ghost. Stay tuned to the love station at all times. It is always broadcasting your victory. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what anybody in the life, what you're dealing with right now, if you tune in to the love station, you're going to hear a broadcast of your victory. Yeah. Romans 8, 28. Look at Romans 8. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. It's broadcasting victory. And the love station is broadcasting victory. If you are demonstrating love, you demonstrating victory. Nothing can whoop love. There are things that can whoop faith. Faith cannot fully work without love. Job 22:28. Now, you don't even know why I'm telling you to go there. That's good. Hallelujah. Decree now, I'm a love demonstrator. Everybody.
I'm a love demonstrator.
Notice what Job 22:28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. You just decreed it, right? Decree right again. Decree again. I am a love demonstrator.
I am a love demonstrator.
Now, problems that you're dealing with, people that you're dealing with, situation that you're dealing with, all are at your exposure now. Because you have turned into a powerful being. You are a love demonstrator.
I am a love demonstrator.
When the enemy come against you like a flood, the Bible said the spirit will lift up a standard, right? Now, as a love demonstrator, you're going to know that thought is not from heaven. Those words are not from me. Get back tuned into my love now. So you have to know that. Love going to know the sound. Love will know that that's not from God. What happens when you permit love to be unconscious? You're unconscious of love. What happens when your love is in a stage of unconsciousness? Look in Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1. All right, Leroy, I'm going to close in a minute. I've preached about a half hour. I've been preaching all the week. Been 35 minutes preaching. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. Look what it says now. Not my spirit. My conscience, which is part of your inner man, also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. See, what happened is our spirits stay in tune to God. What hinders us and what flaws us is that our soul is not in tune. That's why he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul and all your strength. Your soul, Satan, see, your soul can take inside information or outside information because they're not born again. So if your soul, if your soul is not connected to your spirit, Satan gonna make you think you're going the right way. That's why as a love demonstrator, your spirit and soul both are functioning in harmony, and your body, your Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, your spirit, your soul, and body become a Trinity when you walk in love. But you can't let your love be unconscious. Now, every battle you lose is because love is not in place. You got a sin problem. Something in your life. Scotch, whiskey, cigarette, women, men, whatever. You got a problem. Homosexual problem. You got a lesbian problem. You know, whatever problem you have. A drinking problem. You're drinking behind the door. You're never behind the door, baby, with God. There's no darkness with God. You're never in the dark. You say, cut the light out. You can't make a creep on God. You see? So love got to flush all this stuff out and be an anchor to hold you in place. I close with this last scriptures and this last statement. When love is in place, it releases a host of kingdom powers. When love is in place, love never comes by itself. Love addresses the whole meaning of God. In other words, love brings everything in the Bible. Love brings all of God with it. When you're operating in love, love brings the whole package. Let me make a statement again now, because I'm going to show you something. Very simple, but it's going to be with you the rest of your life. When love is in place, you heard that? Watch what I say. It releases a host of kingdom powers. It'll be amazed what you're about to see now in this closing. It'll be amazed as the Holy Spirit locate kingdom powers in a pile that come from love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Mm-hmm. Ooh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's love releasing a host of kingdom power. Now, you're a love demonstrator, so this is supposed to be in your life. Listen it. Listen. Knowing how to live in the love demonstration realm. That's what we're talking about, right? And I say it to you, get this now, when love is in place, it releases a host of kingdom power. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Joy. Love releases joy. Peace. Love releases peace. Long suffering. Love releases long suffering. Gentleness. Love releases Generous. I need some of that, you. Love release goodness. Love release faith. Love release meekness. Love release temperance. Against such, there's no law and no devil. Nothing. Nothing against you. See, my friend, listen to me. Knowing how to live in love demonstration realm means knowing how to live in joy, knowing how to live in peace, knowing how to live in God's goodness, knowing how to live in gentleness, knowing how to live in faith. All of that is released in your life now. Remember, the Lord is saying that he have called you for him to be a love demonstrator. You can do this. If you fail, get back up. But I'm telling you, your life will become powerful. You will prophetically begin to do some things now. You're going to be strong in every area, areas that you were weak in, area that you didn't lack. You're going to be able to handle it. And you're going to have a joy unspeakable, full of glory. God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed in on thee, trusting the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You walk by faith and not by sight. All of these things, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, Romans 14:7, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Love calls all these things to follow you. That's love. Love is the power of the cross. Love is the power of the resurrection. Love is the power of the ascension. Love is the power of the seated position of Jesus next to God. You're carrying all that when you're carrying love. Love is the Holy Ghost coming upon you to live within you. When you're carrying love, you're carrying the Holy Ghost. You're carrying the resurrection. You're carrying the cross. You're carrying all these power when you're walking. You're carrying all the gifts of the Spirit. You're carrying gifts, operation, and administration. You're carrying a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, all the power gift, all the revelation gift. You're carrying all that's impacted in God's love. So when you're walking, you're a love demonstrator. You need a word of wisdom. You need something you don't know about. God can give you that. You need a word of knowledge, something that cannot be seen in the natural. Are you following me? You need special faith, one of the power gifts. You need the working of miracles, the gifts of healing. All of that is locked into the power of God's love. Go, my friend, and demonstrate.